Meet Dave. Here he is at his son's birthday party, barbecue tongs in hand and wearing his Kiss the Cook apron. He feels like the cat's pajamas. But wait, the children are calling for him on the bouncy castle. He has the moves, he has the stamina, but he has to take off his shoes. Could Dave's battle with foot odor be his undoing? Not today, compadres, for Dave has used the Odorita's range of insoles and sprays with 24-hour protection from foot odor and sweat. Bounce away, my friend, bounce away. Free your feet with Odorita's.
Can't get enough eye-popping, jaw-dropping, heart-stopping reality TV.
It's the best.
Then head to Hey You, home of reality on demand. Stream and download the latest episodes from shows like Keeping Up with the Kardashians and The Real Housewives, same day as the US.
What's more fun than that?
Or binge old faves like The Simple Life and The Hills.
That's hot.
Hey You, reality on demand. Start your 1 month free trial now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go Hilo.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Lulu Simon. Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next say you're out.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto. We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Props. I'm Ronnie Carum. You can also find me over on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. And here I am with my co-host and little friend, Mr. Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island over on YouTube. Whoa. Hi, Ben.
Hi. What's going on? Welcome. It's so exciting to talk to you again, Ronnie.
I know. We had a little time off for the holidays. We had some earthquakes. But guess what? All back, we're live, ready to rumble on this fine Monday. So we're going to make some really quick plugs. Guess what? We have a new show.
New show announcement, new show.
So we're announcing this today, and the Patreon pre-sale, that is just people on Patreon who get a extra time to buy tickets ahead of everybody else. We are going to Atlanta, the City Winery, on October the 12th. Mm-hmm. We're so excited to go back to Atlanta. We love Hotlanta.
Hey, yes.
So your Patreon tickets are available Wednesday, and then regular on sale is, when has that been?
I think it's Friday. I think it's Friday.
And then in a couple of weeks, at the end of September, at the end of July, God, where am I today? I have pregnancy brain.
You were shaken. The earthquakes shook it out of you, even though you were in Texas.
I know. Okay, so the 25th, 26th, and 27th of July, we're in Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore. So go get your tickets. Well, not for Pittsburgh, because that sold out. But we've still got some left for Cleveland and Baltimore. And then, are you ready? Here's where else we're going this year. Okay, I'm going to just read them real fast, everyone.
Whoa.
Charlotte, Nashville, Carrboro, Richmond, Fort Lauderdale, Indianapolis, Chicago, and Chicago again. And New York City for two more shows. Then St. Louis, Philadelphia, Seattle. So go get your tickets. You can find ticket links for all of those Crappens live shows over at watchwhatcrappens.com. That's also where you'll find links to our store where you can buy merch. We have new shirts going up this week. So go check back because we have new limited edition shirts. And you can join our Discord channel through Patreon as well. That's where you can get together and chat with other listeners. That's a real fun little community. And our bonus episodes are up there as well. This week, we are doing a Real Housewives of Orange County trailer breakdown. So that's going to be insane. Super fun. You can find that at Patreon. Also, we do two video recaps a week. That's also on Patreon on Crappens On Demand. This week, we're doing Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the season finale, and Real Housewives of New York, reunion part one. So all of that stuff you can find over at watchwhatcrappens.com. And now, today, we are moving on to do Southern Charm New Orleans. Whoa!
I just have to say, real quickly, before we do Southern Charm New Orleans, that one of our listeners, Rodney, I hope I say your last name correctly, Waymeyer, he was at a Carly Rae Jepsen concert this weekend in St. Louis, and he took video that showed that at the Carly Rae Jepsen concert, there were video monitors up that were advertising our show in St. Louis. So the fact that we had presence at a Carly Rae Jepsen concert was like a dream come true for me. So, like, thank you. Fate.
And I believe it, because you have some odd dreams, you know? Like,
well, ever since I started watching Chernobyl, yes.
Yeah, being a bar ad during a Carly Rae Jepsen concert. Literally, I dreamed about it.
Huge dream come true, okay? Huge. And it was during one of my favorite Carly Rae Jepsen songs, too. So it was like, everything was working. It was like, it's all happening.
It's all happening. Carly Rae Jepsen's new song, Corner, coming round the corner.
It probably will be her new song, co-written by Sia.
So here we are to do Southern Charm New Orleans. Now, you might notice last week we were off a day or two, but now we're doing an extra recap. What the heck? You guys, there are six full recaps up this week. Can you believe it?
I know, because, you know, New Orleans is so good, we just really couldn't, like, stick it as, like, a little thing at the end of an episode. And, you know, the bonus episodes, we have, like, I don't know, we just felt like we had to give NOLA its due, you know?
Yeah. And also, we just can't take a day off because we feel too guilty, you know? And we're like, all right, let's just do some extra recaps. So yeah. That's what we're doing this week. So we open up Southern Charm New Orleans at Justin and Kelsey's housewarming. All right, I want everybody to behave at my housewarming.
We should give a public announcement that we are still workshopping our Kelsey voice. To me, Kelsey is the new Candy Burris voice. It's like that grail voice that you can never really do, but you try as hard as you can. And so for you, that's how your Kelsey comes out. Mine comes out
more like this. This is my Kelsey voice. Tamika, you're being loud.
So that's where we open up, and there's a lot of that Kelsey stuff. So if that's going to make you crazy, turn back now, okay? Your warning, audience.
So basically, we're sort of like, we're back at Justin and Kelsey's housewarming, and we sort of like, we go back a few beats from what we saw last week, where we see Jeff sort of like drunkenly walking up to Reagan and Rachel and Tamika. And he proudly announces that he FaceTimed his date from last night. And the girls are just sort of staring at him like we don't really care, to be honest, you know?
I know, like you texted Jose Cuervo. How did he answer that?
It's like, what's next? Did you send her a GIF? Did you send her a GIF? Wow, we're really invested in this, Jeff. Thanks.
Yeah, so he goes up to them and he's like, Tamika, come on, I know you got my back, but here's the thing. I think you care about me more than Reagan, okay? Because everyone does, you know? And, like, I just feel like you're going to more problems than you had. And Rachel's like, oh!
Rachel's just coughing on whatever cocktail she's... Whatever craft cocktail they've arranged for this party. So Tamika pulls Jeff aside. She's like, okay, Jeff, we're going to talk about this over here, okay? So, like, you know, you have a facade right now, and, like, we don't believe it. Like, we don't think that you're fine. You're, like, totally not fine, whatever. And so they start to just talk, and I guess Tamika's voice starts to raise, and Kelsey, who has been, in the previous episode, given this whole pep talk from Justin of, like, you know, if she starts to like pop off, you got to throw her out. And so Kelsey, I think, is like chomping at the bit. It's, to me, it's like when someone cuts me off in traffic and I don't honk at them, and then I'm like angry that I didn't honk. And so I have this like built up honk inside me, and then someone does the smallest infraction and I just like honk so hard at them because I had to let the honk out.
Some That's kind of like lady what... is trying to cross the street. And you're like, fuck you, old lady.
Yeah.
Way too crazy on the old lady trying to cross the street.
It's like once that honk has been summoned, it has to come out. And I kind of feel like that's what happened to Kelsey.
Yeah, she was ready to go. She's like, hold on a second, hold on a second. It's getting too loud. It's getting too loud.
Are they fighting in my house? Are they fighting in my house?
It's getting too loud in this house.
Hold on a second. It's getting too loud.
Meanwhile, the only one who's being loud is Kelsey, by the way.
I know. Kelsey's like yelling and her eyes are bulging out like she's on a really fast roller coaster. This is my house. This is my house. And then Tamika's like, no, it's not your house, baby. It's not your house, baby. It's not your house, baby. It's not your house, baby.
It is my house. It is my house.
Justin, is this my house or not? Is this my house or not, Justin?
And he's like, oh, yeah, it's your house. You're my girlfriend. You deserve respect, baby. And Tamika's like, I swear to God, Justin. I swear to God, Justin. I swear to God, Justin. Justin, Justin, Justin. It's not her house, Justin. I swear to God, Justin.
I want you to go outside and talk to me like a woman.
And meanwhile, Reese is like, Reagan, you're pregnant. Stay away. Stay away.
Stay away.
9 out of 10 doctors agree that a raging Tamika is bad for childbirth. Yeah. I don't want our baby to come out like traumatized any more than it needs to be, okay?
Yeah, now I'm just going to go over here and piss in the corner.
I'm going to go over here and piss on this IKEA lamp. Okay, I'll be right over here.
Are you peeing in my house?
So Kelsey's like, get outside and talk to me like a woman.
I love your Swedish variation.
It's kind of the Swedish chef and Reza.
It is. And mine, I'm like trying to just get that bubble sound that she has in her voice. But like when I try to do it and try to like add the lady sound to it, it just winds up just high-pitched and crazy.
So Tamika's like, Justin, what do you want? What do you want, Justin? Do you want me to go outside, Justin? What do you want, Justin? It's your house, okay? It's your house. He's like, speak to her with respect. And Barry's like, we're going. That's it. And Kelsey's like, yeah. Well, I'm sorry that your wife can't act right.
You have to leave right now.
So then they kick out Barry and Tamika, and Barry like trips on his way out the door, which I liked because I like slapstick. And Tamika's like all mad. She's like, well, we'll see what happens when they break up.
I know. She's like, she has no ring. She has no skin in the game. I mean, how is this her house? Like, seriously, where's her ring? Where's the skin in the game? Where is the skin in the game?
Yeah. So then Kelsey tells the guest, she explains what happened. She's like, Tamika was being loud, so I was being louder to tell her to raise her voice down. I'm like, nothing makes sense in any of what you just said. Raise her voice down. You were being louder to make sure she could be quieter.
Yeah, you need to be better with instructions.
Yeah.
And then Tamika's outside being Tamika. She's like, oh, she can't kick me out because I'm leaving anyway. I'm leaving anyway. How can you kick me out if I'm leaving anyway? And how can you kick me out of your house if it's not your house? You know, she's just talking really fast, but marching to nowhere, which is the trend on this Sunday night on Bravo shows. People marching away, but then marching nowhere. Because it also happens on Potomac. It's like, wait, Ashley's back again.
It's a big existential crisis. Where am I walking to?
Because Kelsey can't tell them what to do properly. She's like, you better go on in here. You better leave all arriving here.
Yeah. You better leave on. You better stay and leave.
You better go outside and turn around and wipe your feet on the welcome mat and come back in here and sit down and talk to me.
I am kicking you inside my house.
Wait. You're kicking me in?
Yes, you get back right in here right now before I get angry and kick you in again.
So Barry's telling Tamika outside, he's like, well, I'm just worried about Justin. She's like, you know what Justin's doing? Here's what Justin's doing. He's playing the safe bet, okay? That's what Justin is doing because, God forbid, he makes his girlfriend mad.
Yeah.
And Kelsey's like,
I'm a woman, and this is my house, and I want my guest to feel safe, and I want her to talk to me respectful, because this is my house, and guess whose house this is? My house. And Jeff's like, oh yeah, speaking of that, I totally spilled because of all the drama. Sorry.
Yeah. By the way, it's not like Tamika had like a chainsaw that she was just like whirring around during all this. Like, literally, she and Jeff were having a conversation to the side, and no one felt unsafe.
Yeah. So then Barry's outside talking to her again, and he's like, "Listen, you know, if we were dating and I renovated a house." Oh no, he's like, "When we were dating, I was renovating a house." And she's like, "Yeah, but then I called you on that shit and we got married because I told you I'm not just going to be with you while you renovate a house. I'm like some girlfriend or something." So we got married. And you guess what? It's called skin of the game. I'm basically a football. Okay? Skin of the game. Skin of the game.
Skin of the game. So at this point, Jeff now like leaves the house and starts like his Jeff in the outdoors experience, which is involves like lots of sort of like sort of like a canter up and down the sidewalk. Like he moves his arms like he's like running really fast, but he's actually just sort of like ambling to and fro on the lawn, off the lawn, on the sidewalk, back and forth, smiling. Doesn't really make sense. It's chaotic though.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff is one of those drunks that just goes fucking crazy every time. You know, he's like, "I don't need a shirt. Who needs a shirt? Oh, yeah, doing some push-ups. Oh, yeah."
Yeah, he's like doing push-ups, and then he's like lying on the sidewalk. And then John is like, "It's getting to the point where we need to dress." I was like, "Wait, what?" They had to put subtitles up.
I know, John's always got something in his mouth. He's a marble mouth.
He really is. And I say that as one marble mouth myself.
The rain in Spain falls mainly in the plain.
The plain. I know. I feel like I want to take diction classes because I feel like when I'm like a little bit tired, I slur my words. I apologize, listeners. I get it.
Well, guess what? I'm a little bit gay. So that's where my word slurring comes from. My tongue's too big for my mouth.
Your tongue locks of a man and then it slurs.
Yeah, it's dead now. So then we keep cutting back to, we just keep getting these quick shots of Kelsey going, "Oh my God, it's my house. I'm a woman. It's my house." And then we cut back to Tamika going, "You know, if she says it's her house, it's fine. Like if she wants to say it's her house so she can keep her wrapped around her finger, that's fine. That's fine. You know, but that's not her house, but it's fine because if she wants to say her house, it's fine. Okay, that's my bus over there. Look, it's my bus. I said it, so now it's my bus." It's like, yeah. Okay, Tamika.
And then Jeff announces, "Hey, I'm going to the corner. If you guys want to party, I don't need a shirt. I don't need a shirt at all." I'm like, what's at the corner and why does it not require a shirt? Is there like a little like slip and slide over there?
And John's like, "I believe that alcohol is not a blanket."
"I believe that alcohol's not a blanket. Drink it well, but you won't get it warm."
And Jeff's like, "Well, you know, look." So Jeff jumps in a car.
It's like
ready
someone
for
else's.
Somebody to drive him. And then the little caption under says, "Not Jeff's ride." And Jeff's yeah. like, "Look, sometimes you gotta go out on top and sometimes you gotta go out on the bottom, right?" And John is annoyed, but meanwhile he's writing that down for like his little his little recorded thing that he jogs to of his
he's
own
like,
saying.
Damn it, that's good. He's like, "So where are you on that range?" And Jeff's like, "Anywhere, everywhere, a little bit above. I don't know. I'm like in the middle, but slightly lower, but also like my leg is up high, but my hand might be at the bottom. I'm not sure."
Barry's like, "You're going out?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm going to toe the line. Ah, Savinia!"
Yeah, he says, "I'm going to untame the lion."
Oh, I thought he said, "I'm going to toe the line." I was like, what is he talking about? Ah, Savinia! By the way, I would like to thank Disney for just having the Lion King everywhere at all times. Like,
yeah.
My niece was like, "How many times do I have to see the Lion King?" She had to go to a school trip and see it in New York. She saw the cartoon. Now there's a new Lion King movie coming out. It's like, I get it, Lion King.
I know. And then they have to do like cross promotion with Jeff's drunken moment. I was like, wow, Disney is really good.
I know. Nola's doing really well. They got a Disney tie-in with Jeff. They're like, you know what we really need? A guy going through an emotional crisis with super bright hair. Where are we going to find that?
Yeah. Let's see what happens when he enters a state of mental pride rock.
Guess what lions do when they lose their parents? They run. They run, all right? Where are we going to find that?
Jeff. All right. Let's see if Jeff Charleston, he might be a great candidate to reenact that stampede scene and the Circle of Life all in one. That's great. It's a two for one.
I like that it's Captain Lee who's the head of Disney now. He's like, all right, listen up, Mickey Mouse, you lazy twat. All right. You get on that damn steamboat again and do it wrong, I'm getting your goddamn plane ticket home, all right, you freak? Talking mouse.
Here, okay, listen, you goddamn Disney people up. Let me tell you about something about Tomorrowland, okay? You know what Tomorrowland is? You're all dead because you didn't pay attention to the safety requirements, all right? So how about we talk about Todayland, which is clean the goddamn windows and put on a life vest.
You call him Donald Duck, I call him Donald Fuck-Up, all right?
How about this? Here's an idea. Haunted Mansion, we bulldoze the whole thing, because who wants to go in a fucking mansion that has ghosts in it? That's not fun. That's terrifying, okay? You know what we put up instead? A burger shack, and you just go and have burgers, and it's lovely for the whole family, okay? Write it down.
You know what's not a safe vehicle to put your children into, you numbskulls? Teacups. Who the fuck thought of that, huh?
Listen, you have someone drink... If I have one of my guests barfing because of a teacup, guess what? You're getting a one-way ticket out of Disney World right now because that's not the sort of service that we give. Our teacups make you happy. They don't make you throw up.
So Justin and Kelsey are talking. She's like, what's happening? And Justin's like, oh, he's just drunk. You know, climbing trees, doing push-ups, humping a mailbox outside. She's like, well, they're really loud. This is my house. And that's really loud in my house, which is my house because I have it. It's my house. I'm here. Ownership is 9/10 of the law. What am I trying to say? Possession is 9/10 of the law. You know, something guess like what? That. Guess what I don't know? The law.
Yeah. Okay?
Let's just move on from that one.
At this point, everyone's exasperated, and Justin is kind of like, you know what? Like, the neighbors are going to call the cops on you, and they should, and I've had enough. And he just goes inside and closes the door.
So the next day, Reagan calls her friend Robin, who I guess is a new friend of, because we see her a bunch in this show.
Yeah, I feel like, did we see her on a previous episode? Maybe the first episode? I feel like she seems vaguely familiar.
I don't know, but now she's back all the time, and I'm calling it now. Robin, you're too talented to be on Bravo.
Yeah.
You can actually sing on key.
Yeah.
You seem like a very genuine, nice person. Please back away from the show. Okay?
Back
away from the Bravo, man.
Yeah, she's like the only one on Bravo who can actually sing Happy Birthday, because Lord knows everyone on every show has tried.
I know. It was weird. I was like, is this off key, or is it so on key, and I'm so used to it being off key that it's actually glorious?
Like, we've had, like, a lot of bad Happy Birthdays. A lot. Okay, so it was really weird later on when she sang it, like, with some riffs and some melisma, and it, like, worked.
Yeah, it was actually really good. Okay, so Reagan calls Rob and saying, hi, Robin. I'm having a celebration dinner at Reese's mom's house because I don't see my friends and he doesn't see her friends, so we're bringing all of our friends together.
Yeah, Robin's like, I am new to this show and I already hate this concept.
She's like, I'll build another party with bad lighting on our faces. Everyone's house on this show is lit with fluorescent lighting.
Yeah, this is like the lighting kits. There must be like a shortage of lighting kits in New Orleans.
They're only selling those new LED bulbs.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's lit like a classroom.
Yeah. And then we see John Moody exercising, and his playlist is his own motivational quotes, which are like, sometimes you wake up and sometimes you wake down. It's like, oh, okay.
He's like, sometimes you gotta go out on the top, and sometimes you gotta go out on the bottom. I got that one from a friend.
That's a John Moody original. Don't let anyone else tell you any otherwise. Time to unleash the lion. Also another original one.
He's like, Asavenya. That's an original.
That's an original.
So then Tamika is calling Jeff, and she's like, oh my god, hi, it's Tamika. Do you know that guy, that's not that girl's house? Okay, so tonight, I heard you were like running, and then I saw you running, and then I was like, why is he running? Tamika's turned like to be Tamika's kind of New Orleans answer to Bethany Frankel.
She's a little bit, yeah. Like, it's like instead of like, what's the matter, what's going on, what's happening, it's like, what's a beignet? I don't know. I was that still to focus on that. She just says beignet, like beignet Creole Mardi Gras. Like, what's happening?
Like, what's happening? So then Barry and
she just states very obvious New Orleans things.
She's like, cobblestone, beignet.
Cobblestone like,
what's a cobblestone? What's a beignet?
She's like, she's sort of like Fodor's.
What's a French Quarter?
French Quarter? Like beignets? Like Frenchman Street? Like what?
So Barry is picking up Rainey from school, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to do this fashion show, a super, super important fashion show. And the rest of this episode is basically that. It's like, fashion show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, a fashion show. Well, I'm trying to lead my family with a fashion show. Oh, my God, Barry's finally leading his family with a fashion show.
Yeah, I have to say, the fashion show storyline on Bravo has rarely paid off. I think the best one we ever saw was New York when Ramona did that walk. And pretty much every other fashion show storyline has been rather forgettable. I mean, it's always the same thing, right? Like, oh no, the clothes aren't here yet. Oh well, we'll give it to She by Sheree for really pioneering that, because the clothes actually never did arrive, so she had to put up drawings for Sheree Whitfield. But everything else, it's always like, oh no, what? I haven't even looked at the clothing yet. Oh no, what's gonna happen? And then it's like, fine.
Yeah. So then let's go over to Justin and Kelly's. Kelsey's.
Yeah.
And I wrote Justin and Kelly, and I was like, oh my God, what a gross couple name. And I was like, yeah, you're right. You wrote the name down wrong, stupid.
What is their couple name? Jussie?
Kelston.
I like Kelston. That works. Yeah.
Kelston, that's a pretty name. That's actually a very Southern name. My daughter, Kelston.
It is. It's really nice. But I feel like I would hate her.
Like, yeah, Kelston is mean to other people at school.
She was like, such a mean girl.
She's a mean girl, yeah.
Yeah,
Kelston's but she gets the girl, the first girl in junior high to wear one of those necklaces with Coke inside.
Yeah, and then she like marries a super hot guy right out of college, but they have a terrible marriage. And she takes it out on you.
Yeah, and then she gets hired on Bravo, and then we root for her for the rest of her life on the Housewives show.
Kelston. Exactly, and then she's like, her like one like redeeming feature is that she's like really good at making like a hummingbird cake.
A hummingbird cake. So then they're talking about the party. Justin's like, oh, everything came together so well. I mean, no injuries, you know, which kind of sucked because I could have used the business. And Kelsey's like, I just wanted to make sure they don't touch anything. So to watch drinks being spilled in the house, it's mine. I'm really upset about that. I'm telling you that right now. I wasn't looking for any confrontation, but it seemed like she was getting louder and louder. And then at the park, she said she'd be respectful, but she was trying to talk over me. And guess what? Guess whose home this is? Your home, babe. It's my home. That's right. It's my home.
I really did not want to see any spills, and so when Tamika spilled, it was like, I mean, I'm like not ready for it to be dirty yet, and it was dirty then after that, and it's my house.
So then Reagan and Reese are getting ready for the party, and she's doing the typical thing, like, you know, making Reese move, because Reese would not fucking move off the floor if you didn't like kick him every once in a while.
Yeah. So yeah, Reagan is cooking like a bajillion different things. Like she's made like, and not just like that, she's making a bajillion things. They're all like Julia Child level with like pastry dough and puff pastry. And it just all looks very time intensive. And she just keeps on churning out one after the other, making like cocoa van and everything. And then Reese, which is like amazing. And then Reese is like, of course she doesn't make anything I like. I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm sorry she doesn't make, like, chewing tobacco, okay?
Yeah, and porn.
Yeah. Sorry she doesn't know how to cook dip, okay?
Yeah, listen here, fat Shep. All right? You need to take a seat, sir. All these pies made for you.
Sorry she didn't make any homemade beef jerky for you.
So he's like, why do I have to carry tables? This is my surprise party that I have to work for. And she's like, it's not a surprise. You know about it, Reese. he complains that she's not doing anything that he wants. And then he's complaining to her sister, Raina. He's like, God, since she's pregnant, she's worse. She's like, yeah, she's even more anal.
Yeah, and then he's like trying to put together flowers in a vase. And he's like, see, here's my trick, okay? You have one color flower, and then you take a contrasting color flower, and you just put it in. And boom, you're done. And Reagan just looks and goes, are you sure?
Yeah, she's like, why don't you put more colors in? And he goes, whoa, I'm not done yet. And then the Chiron comes on and says, 6 seconds earlier. And it's him going, boom, I'm done.
It was such a petty flashback, but it was so good.
The real winner of this is the Chiron editor.
Yeah.
Of all of this episode.
They're marking up everything, basically. Everything. They get involved with all sorts of stuff. So then Pat, and I don't know who Pat is, but Pat shows up with Robin, and Robin's like, hello.
She's like, I hope you're glad I'm here. It was a drive to get here.
Yeah. And then, like, some gays arrive, and Kelsey and her friend Doug. And then Reese is with his mom, and he's like, yeah, Reagan's like my mom's little doppelganger, you know? I'm like, yeah, it's called Oedipal syndrome, right? Please.
It's called what?
Oedipal syndrome, right? Oedipus Rex.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone?
Yeah.
Anyone? Anyone?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's creepy, and I don't want to think about it. But then he doesn't mean it in a nice way at all.
Yeah.
His mom's like, well, there's going to be ups and downs, Reese. You got to stop drinking, because that's a big down. So maybe we could stop with that a little. He's like, God, you're just like my wife. She goes, yeah, well, she's been very forgiving. I don't know if I'd be so forgiving. And I was like, okay, I love this mom.
Yeah, and then he's like, yeah, I mean, Reagan and my mom have, like, the same abrasive personality, like, really in your face. And my mom's, like, so narcissistic. I was like, you know what? She's patient because she has you, okay? She's been cleaning up your urine in the corner for days and days and days and years and years.
Yeah, and you live off of them both, you know?
Yeah, and that too.
So the mom's just complaining about him being a lazy slob. You know, it's a nice family moment. So then Tamika and Rachel arrive, and Kelsey hugs Rachel but ignores Tamika, you know. And then mm-hmm. Tamika, of course, is just walking in like, oh my God, I can't believe she's not. You know, Reagan and I are friends, so, like, I don't even know where things stand because I'm supposed to be her best friend. So, like, where do we stand right now? Because I'm at the party and she's here before me. And, like, even though that makes sense because she lives here and I don't, like, it's really weird. Like, I didn't know she was going to be here. Why didn't she tell me she was going to be here? Like, I'm supposed to be her best friend. Nah.
Yeah, like, gumbo, jambalaya, what's going on? Like, I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
Why did she tell me? Why did everyone else get jambalaya before me? Like, I'm supposed to be your best friend.
Yeah, like, Tamika's, like, she seems to, like, congratulate herself a lot on, like, her behavior. Like, you know, I'm keeping it in. I'm, like, being nice. I'm being nice, but, like, what's the deal? Like, you know. what's the matter? Like, what's happening? What's going on?
Like, every scene is a parole meeting. Like, congratulations, you didn't kill anybody this week, okay? Here's a $1 million.
I mean, like, Reagan, like, she's crazy for cabaret. Like I don't. So then Rachel is, So then Reagan's like, we're thinking about baby names. And apparently Rachel already knows what the potential baby names are, which pisses Tamika off yet again.
Well, you know, because Rachel goes, do you know the baby names, Tamika? Because I do. Rachel. I love Rachel slowly blooming into messy.
Yeah.
You know, she's slowly getting there.
And then Reagan's like, oh, I mean, like, I don't remember who I told or not. Like, I have pregnancy brain. And, like, you know what? You're using that way too much. Pregnancy brain. Okay? Way too much.
She knows the baby names, not me. Like, seriously? She knows the baby names? Why don't I know the baby names? I'm supposed to be your best friend. I don't like when people know things before me. Okay? Especially when I'm the best friend. And so Kelsey FaceTimes Jason, and she's like, I'm ready to come home.
Which, as we know, is our home, which our implies that it's also my home. So I am ready to come back to my home, which I share with you. My home, Tamika.
So then Tamika gets Reagan alone, and she's like, Reagan, look, I miss you, okay? Like, I hate finding stuff out on social media. Like, I need you to call me. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I'm your best friend. I'm the best friend.
Let me just reassert that I'm your best friend. And I continue to be your best friend. I'm your best friend 2.0. Okay, great.
I know that I'm with Reese now because my life has changed, but you were my go-to for so long, so I don't talk to you, but I'm really glad you came out to the country for me. Still not going to tell you shit. Come watch me open a present.
Yeah. At which point Robin then sings, Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And I was just like waiting for Ashley in the corner just to sing over from Potomac.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
So then the next day we go to the King firm.
Yeah, ring the King.
Work.
Yes. And so basically Tamika is essentially called into the principal's office where Justin tells Tamika that her comments devalued Kelsey, and Tamika of course is like she literally put her hands on me, which, you know, I'm a little over this thing that happens on reality TV of, like, they put their hands on me. To me, if you say you put your hands on me, that means that someone, like, punched you, okay? If someone, like, takes you by the arm to guide you out, that is not the same as putting your hand. I mean, it is physically, yes.
It's assault.
I hate that, though. I think that, like, it It devalues those who actually get their people's hands put on them.
Yeah, like actual people getting their asses kicked.
Yeah. You need to complain about it.
Well, I know what I said would hurt her, but, like, I mean, come on. Like, seriously, like, I just don't know. And he's like, listen, we've been friends for a long time, but you need to know she's not just some side chick, and you need to make this right. Because if you don't, I'm going to have to choose between my girlfriend and you. And we both know I'm choosing you, because, frankly, all those countertops match the backsplash too much, and I hate the lighting in my house, okay?
Ring the king. Ring the king.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Meet Kevin. Kevin is wearing his best shirt, the one with the ducks on it. His cologne, exceptional. His hair, majestic. Tonight, she's coming back to Casa del Kev. She opens the Pinot Grigio. He puts on some smooth jazz. He feels the absolute business. But wait, has Kevin prepared for every eventuality? Of course he has. He's used the Odor Eater's range of insoles and sprays with 24-hour protection from foot odor and sweat, meaning he's ready for anything. Free your feet with Odor Eater's.
Can't get enough eye-popping, jaw-dropping, heart-stopping reality TV.
It's the best.
Then head to Hey You, home of reality on demand. Stream and download the latest episodes from shows like Keeping Up with the Kardashians and The Real Housewives, same day as the US.
What's more fun than that?
Or binge old faves like The Simple Life and The Hills.
That's hot.
Hey You, reality on demand. Start your 1 month free trial now.
So now we go through an extended several scenes pertaining to the fashion show. So it starts off with Barry calling Tamika's assistants, Team Tamika, to find out, like, what's going on. And we find out this woman, Tracy, from New Orleans Fashion Week is coming. So the pressure is really on. And guess what? It's, like, 2 days before the show and the clothes are missing. Now, also, like, why... why did you not have the clothes 2 weeks ago? That's what I want to know. Why were you not looking at them 2 weeks ago so you knew how to make, like, alterations and changes, etc.? Like, why is this so last minute?
Yeah, and then he calls Jeff for advice. Like, what are you going to do? Jeff's like, oh, yeah, shipping sucks, okay? Here's what I do when things go wrong, when people are shipping to me and Reagan's company. You just say, oh, fuck. And you look at the tracking number. Then you call them and say, where is... it's like, what? Someone has to teach you how to use shipping? Come on!
I know. Like, Jeff, what's all that noise around you? Oh, it's just a few gators. I ran into the bayou just for fun. And don't know where I am, so maybe I'll see you. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But I think I'm going to ask one of these gators out on a date. I think she likes me.
Jeff's Forrest Gumping it all around the world. It's like next time they call Jeff, he's in, like, Thailand. He's like, well, just ran. I'm not really sure where I am, but things are made of bamboo. And I'm pretty sure that this 16-year-old hooker likes me. Okay. Jeff, come back.
I know. So now it's a day before the fashion show, and there's still no clothes. And he's talking to Tamika on the phone. Tamika's driving and talking to Jeff. And she's like, I'm trying to understand why you didn't overnight the clothes in the first place. I mean, you know, never mind. I'm trying not to be a helicopter parent. I'm just going to... sit here and slowly stew and focus all my rage back onto Reagan. Let's do that. Yeah, she's not a good friend to me. Okay, keep it inside.
Well, I have to apologize for what I'm about to say because it's going to make you guys crazy watching this show now. Because once I saw this, I could not unsee it, and it's making me fucking insane. So in their talking head sections, like their diary room sections, every time they cut to Tamika doing a diary room, the same white car is passing her window over and over over again. And it's making me fucking crazy.
It's like the Matrix.
Yes. It's making me nuts. Like, wow, I know that you're not really sitting in your house this whole time. I know it's a green screen, and that's fine. You know, I'm not green screen shaming you, but does it have to be the same white car over and over?
Wow. I feel like it's like a... like... I feel like you are in the Matrix, and you just found, like, a rift, and like, this isn't even reality. This is all just like programmed by robots. Everything you're hearing and seeing is programmed by robots to keep us like in a catatonic state.
Like, Tamika is my Matrix villain, you know? It's just, she says the same things over and over. I'm the best friend. I'm the best friend. I'm the best friend. And a white car just keeps going by over and over. I'm having a seizure.
It's like, this is like in the Truman Show when the light falls from the ceiling and Truman looks up and is like, wait a second, I thought that was the sky.
Yeah. Wow, guys.
Wow, Ronnie's
thinking about that.
Ronnie's just like tearing open our reality right now.
So Barry's like, this is my baby. Don't tell me what to do. I'm like, get your clothes.
Okay? Yeah, get your clothes.
Yeah.
Get a bib. Go to Ross. Just go. Just fake it. I don't care at this point. So Tamika's like, where is your stress? Like, why are you not more stressed? And he's like, well, I went and I worked out. And she's like, working out is not the answer to everything. Stop it, Barry. Stop it. Because, you know, he probably says that to everything. Like, hey, Barry, did you remember to pick up the milk from the supermarket? No, but I did work out. Nope, that's not an appropriate answer.
Yeah. So then we get Barry Cam. It's 19 hours till the show. And he finally got his stuff. And then we get updates an hour later. He's like, yep, the prototypes are in an hour later. But there's a problem. Looking at the gear, there's a logo, but there's no name. An hour later, I ironed the name on the shirts.
An hour later, I just worked out. An hour later, Jeff is running past my window. I don't know why.
An hour later, Jeff has just run to China.
An hour later, I got in my second workout because I wasn't sure about the first one.
An hour later, Jeff is now calling from the Russian space station where he's run to after being upset.
An hour later, Jeff is in Kuwait. Don't know how he got there so quickly.
An hour later, just finished working out.
An hour later, Jeff is in northern Sweden.
Yeah. So the morning of Barry's show. So he's like, I need a speech, okay? Let me just tell you about last night. We have to make the best of what we have, you know? And the glass needs to be half full and not half empty. I'm like, what is this scene?
I know.
It's your fashion show. Hurry it up. Get it over with.
I was more interested in watching his technique and shaving his head than what he was actually saying. I realized because, like, after, like, 2 minutes of watching him shave his head, I realized I had not listened to anything he had said. And then all of a sudden, he started getting choked up. I was like, oh, there's a scene actually happening. I forgot.
Yeah. He's like, everything I do is for my family. I ironed on logo names last night. Barry Cam.
I had a special 2 a.m. workout last night. It was for the family.
So now it's finally time to go to the fashion show. And Jeff immediately starts getting wasted.
Yeah, exactly. And then Barry is like, yeah, we're not going to do a rehearsal. I don't think we need to do a rehearsal, which is crazy. Although less crazy, considering this is like not New York Fashion Week. So it's sort of like anything goes.
It's a fashion show for jogging pants. I'm sure we're all going to survive this.
I think it'll be okay. I think like the Umbros will survive an unorthodox catwalk.
Yeah, this isn't Cats. This isn't like, you know, like it's
this is
okay.
this is not the Prada spring collection. Okay. This is like athleisure that you would find in, I don't know, Sally's athletic shop.
Yeah, this is like a Joanne Fabrics fashion show. I'm like, we're gonna survive this.
Yeah.
So then John Moody arrives and he's like, clothes don't wear John Moody. John Moody wears clothes. I was like, oh my god, record it! Record it immediately.
I'm like, isn't that the way clothes normally work? Isn't that how it normally works?
These clothes are like, oh Jesus Christ. I had to wear a John Moody today. That was embarrassing.
His clothes are Shannon Bedore.
Oh, well, I guess I'm just gonna. I have to wear a John Moody today because Vicky Gunvalson stressed me out.
I suppose I'm gonna wear a six pack today.
So then John tells Jeff, he's like, look, you were really sloppy the other night. And Jeff's like, what? How? And he's like, and then we get a clip of Jeff being sloppy. Yeah. I like that half this show is clips of what happened 5 minutes ago.
I know. And Jeff is like, listen, I didn't live a normal college life. I didn't get to do any of this. I'm finally doing it now. I'm like, it doesn't really work that way. If you didn't live the normal college life, it's done. It's past.
Yeah,
it's over.
You missed it. Okay. Yeah. He's like, listen, I never got to be in the cast of Annie. And I'm going to dye my hair every day until I have a little red fro. And I'm singing on a window about my real parents coming to get me. Okay? How about that?
Yeah. I mean, I never got to be in my college production of Sweet Charity. So, ladies and gentlemen, if They could see me now. Oh, wait. I accidentally ran away from the stage. They can't actually see me.
And John's like, did you talk to Justin? Because he thought you were climbing a tree. He's like, I was climbing a tree. And he's like, yeah, you can't do that. Why? It's like, because it's this new neighborhood. And, you know, there's like an overgrown, steroid-addicted orphan Annie climbing a tree. And he's like, yeah. Oh, perception. Right.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's like, you may not realize this, but it's terrifying to wake up in the middle of the night and see an enormous Viking in your tree, drunk and scathing at you.
So then Barry's like, I want people with influence in the front, because Tamika's making the seating chart. And by the way, it's like 20 people are coming.
Yeah. So,
they're really working hard on the seating chart.
I'm reserving this seat.
You can all see, okay? You can all see.
Yeah, I'm going to reserve this seat for Nina Garcia, you know, make sure she has a really good seat when she shows up.
The Spanx, it was in the tennis shoes.
I love the sports bra. I love the shape of the penis that I could see on the little man.
So then it's time for the fashion show, and Tamika's like, oh my God, it's like watching your toddler graduate.
It's like watching a toddler graduate into something very underwhelming and sad.
It's like watching your toddler go to the gym a lot, and then you're like, why is my toddler so big? And it's because they, like, avoid their problems by going to the gym, so that's been fun.
Yeah, so the fashion show starts, and I was impressed that it wasn't just, like, Barry pulling out, like, a bench and, like, just doing, like, chest presses, you know? So, they, you know, it was fine. It was perfectly fine, you know. It was like
John
athleisure.
Moody comes out, and they had a huge eggplant emoji covering his wiener.
I know, I love that.
He's like wearing these really, he's wearing white, those white legging things.
If anyone wants to send us.
Now I know what it's like being a man trying not to look at a tit. You're like, oh my God, your face, dick, it's dick, it's dick right there.
If anyone wants to send us a photo from that evening so we can see what it looked like without the emoji, we will not be opposed. Feel free to send it along. We are open to all of it.
Yeah, if anybody knows Tracy from New Orleans Fashion Week, please have her send us an iPhone picture of that.
Yes.
Video. That would be great.
Thanks. Please, it's fine. If anyone wants from Bravo just wants to leak it to us, that's okay. We just want to know so we have an appropriate awareness of the situation as podcasters. We just want to deliver the best material.
So Tracy is telling Barry, she's like, listen, you know, we have bloggers, influencers, buyers, and, you know, Fashion Week is all about high fashion, of course. But, you know, we'll dip into athletic wear, Bear. Okay, congratulations, you're into New Orleans Fashion Week.
We'll give you a little booth in the basement of... of Cafe Du Monde.
Yeah, CC's Pizza.
Yeah. Also, by the way, when Jeff went out and did the catwalk, the unrehearsed catwalk, he went up there and, like, did some sort of, like, athleisure wear dance, and he was just sort of, like, bopping around, and then as soon as he got off the catwalk, he went and got a drink. And John Moody's like, man, I think you might have a... If you have to get a drink as soon as you walk off the runway, you may have a problem.
Yeah. So then Jeff starts hitting on some rando model. He's like, you single? She's like, no. He's like, really? Yeah, I'm not single.
He's like, I had to ask.
Yeah.
She's like, ugh. She's like, I think I saw you in my tree last night.
So Tamika and Rachel and Reagan are all talking, and Rachel's like, I need y'all's help. I need to sit down. Wait, who did I say?
Rachel.
Rachel, Reagan, and Tamika. Is that what I said?
You said Rachel was doing this. It doesn't matter.
Oh, sorry. She's talking to Rachel.
Yeah.
They're just all talking. And Reagan's like, I need y'all's help. I need to, like, plan my wedding. And Tamika's like, oh, really? Because, like, seriously? Like seriously? Like, I'm your best friend? Like, seriously? So now you're asking me?
Like, seriously? Like, okay. Like, let me, like, this is, like, sort of crazy. Because, like, so you want me to be, like, included in your life? And, like, you want me to, like... have, like, do this all this stuff for you, and like I'm your best friend, and now, like, as a best friend, you want me to, like, help with your wedding? Like, what's your best friend helps their other best friend with, like, a life event? Like, seriously?
Yeah, am I your best friend or not? Look, Tamika 2.0 was, like, quiet. Like, she was really quiet during your jewelry show, okay? And, like, you know, like, I can stay quiet right now. Look, I can stay quiet. Look, Tamika, I'm new. I'm a new woman. So then Tamika's immediately pissed that Reagan is like, will you help me pick my dress? And she's like, oh my God, she comes to my fashion show, but then she only talks about her wedding. Like, it's not about you. Like, seriously, it's not about you. I'm like, well, do you want her to talk to you about her life or not?
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't sit here and complain for, like, episode after episode that she's not including you, she's not talking about the stuff or whatever, and then she's like, hey, help me with the wedding, and now you're mad. What do you want her to talk about? Like, oh, those spandex pants were, like, really cute. Like, I really liked how they were gray.
Wow. This was great. It's like, yeah, you have to talk about something other than, you know, jogging pants coming, yeah, coming down the runway.
Yeah, there's only so much that athleisure can support a conversation with, you know?
Yeah, and Rachel is so team Tamika. She's like, so, I noticed that you're alone tonight, to Reagan. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, do you guys want Reese here? Do you really want Reese peeing in the corner of Cafe, you know, Eiffel, or wherever, yeah, the hell you are? Come on.
Making shitty comments about the athleisure wear. Because, you know, he'd be sitting there being like, why do they need that? Why do they need a sports bra? Why do they, like, I don't get it. I don't like it.
Yeah. She didn't make anything I liked.
Yeah. So then Reese leaves. I'm sorry. Reagan leaves because she's just sick from being pregnant. And so now Tamika's mad, you know, because, like, she made an effort to go all the way to that thing and this thing and that thing. And Rachel's like, yeah, she's always so, every time we hang out, she's always so extra. And we see a montage of Reagan making all these, like, announcements, like, we're getting married. We're pregnant. I got some mail, you know? So they're just over her right now.
Yeah. And Tamika's, like, losing it the more she talks about it. She's like, at our jewelry party, did I bring this there? No, I didn't. Okay. All right. I was just plain Jane. I'm over it. Yeah. So then cut to Jeff hitting on Tamika's friend, Tanya. He's like, can I have your number? She's like, okay. He's like, Tamika, can we have some privacy, please? We're talking here. So Tamika just hides behind a curtain.
Yeah. And Jeff is like, this is Jeff getting his groove back. Excuse me, gotta tie my running shoes on. The groove is on. So, he's like, yeah, I like you. I'm honest. And then he, like, invites her to a bar, at which point I thought she was gonna be like, okay, this is getting weird. But she's like, cool, yeah, I'll go. I'm not opposed. She's like, okay.
Yeah, he tells her, I like you for you. Honest. I like you for you.
Wow, it's like very blessed union of souls. She likes me for me. So then Jeff and Tanya, so they head to the bar. And she's like, yeah, I have to be at work on the North Shore at 8 a.m. But so I'm, like, going to need a vehicle. And that's all I ask. But, like, I can stay up all night. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, being on TV, NFL guy, let's do this.
Worth it. So then 40 minutes later, Jamika's like, after the fashion show, I get a text from Tanya about Jeff. Like, apparently, like, he ran away. And, I mean, I get worried because Jeff gets drunk and he runs away. But, you know, the thing I know about Jeff is, like, he always comes back.
Yeah.
Like a rash. Jeff is basically like a rash.
Or a cat. So then, like, there's, like, 20 minutes later. Like, where's Jeff? Barry, why are you working out? Sorry, you had to work it in. 16 minutes later, Barry's still working out. 15 minutes later, Barry ironed on some more logos onto random things.
We see Jeff running through the streets of Paris crying.
Yeah, so now they're all concerned because Jeff, like, Barry is like, you know, in New Orleans, there's some pockets of bad neighborhoods, a little bit of crime. I'm like, a little bit? It's New Orleans.
And that's where he ran to. It's exactly where he ran to. And then Tamika's, like, walking through the streets with Rainey, and she's like, yeah, this is, like, kind of about my child's safety at this point, you know?
I'm like, you've been walking around with your child for the past half an hour looking for Jeff? Like, the very first thing I would have done was been like, okay, Tamika, you go home with Rainey, because why are you making this poor girl gonna, like, submit her to this, like, anxiety, and, like, it's a scary situation if you're a kid.
Yeah, and so they just take her home, and then it's like 2 hours later, and the producer, who looks like he's filming on his iPhone, you know, you have to hand it to technology these days. I mean, to be able to film a reality show on your cell phone, it's pretty cool. So anyway, thank you future for being now, is what I'm saying. But he is following Jeff, and Jeff's just, like, stalking off, you know. He's like, Jeff, come back, please, Jeff. Jeff,
I need you to come back now. We all want you back here, Jeffrey.
And he's like, I will not. And then he sits in a bus stop. And he's like, Jeff, you're in a bus stop, Jeff. Come back to me, Jeff. He's like, no. And he's like, if you send me back there, I'll never come back. Do not push me.
Wow.
Do
not push me. He really did not like that fashion show, right? He's like, do not
fucking push me ever again. And the producer's like, who pushed you, Jeff? Who pushed you? He's like, everyone. You can't push me. I am going to run. And where the fuck am I going to end up? Somewhere that's not safe. So fuck everyone because no one fucking cares. Fuck you. I'm like, whoa. He's like, if you push me, I'm just going to throw myself into a dangerous situation and I can't help it.
Jeff, come back, Jeff.
No, there's gravel over there. I must run to it.
Yeah, and that brings us to the end of Southern Charm Nolans, everybody. We will be back later today. I mean, actually, we'll be back tomorrow with Below Deck Med. And then the rest of the week is as normal. Our videos this week are going to be for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills finale and Real Housewives of New York reunion part one. So find those on Crappens On Demand on Patreon, along with our Discord server, our t-shirt links, and ticket links for the Atlanta show coming up on sale for pre-sale Wednesday. And then all of our other live shows. Get over to watchwithcrappens.com. Thank you guys for being here. We will see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Gennaro loves coffee.
Mmm.
You could even say he's obsessed. That's why he's Costa's Master of Coffee. Which is just as well, as he taste tests 5,000 cups a year.
Oh.
That way, he makes sure every coffee you drink is...
Mmm.
Perfect. Taste test it yourself today at your local Costa coffee shop or Costa Express machine.
Can't get enough eye-popping, jaw-dropping, heart-stopping reality TV.
It's the best.
Then head to Hey You, home of reality on demand. Stream and download the latest episodes from shows like Keeping Up with the Kardashians and The Real Housewives, same day as the US.
What's more fun than that?
Or binge old faves like The Simple Life and The Hills.
That's hot.
Hey You, reality on demand. Start your 1-month free trial now.